shake it, shake it, shake it. Well, I met a little girl in a country town. She said, what do you know? Well, that's Slim Harpo. She didn't move her head. She didn't move her hands. She didn't move her lips. She just shake her head.
Hi, my name is Marion Ferro, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Mass. This is Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll be with you for the next hour, and hated cutting that off, but good song you just heard. You just heard Aaron Hop and the Delta Swingers. Now we've got, some new tunes from local bands. First is Muck and the Myers with Break It All from their new EP, Muckus Maximus. The garage rock band began in 2000, have released a number of albums. In 2004, were co-winners of Little Steven's Underground Garage Battle of the Bands. This band's been around a while, great stuff, great rock and roll. So here is Muck and the Myers with Break It All.
Well,
All right, sorry about that. A little confusion in here. But in any case, those were brand new stuff from some local bands. First, you heard Muck and the Myers with Break It All from their new EP, Muckus Maximus. That's, try saying that three times flat, fast, huh? After that, you heard Justine and the Unclean with their new single, The System is Set to Self-Destruct. Then Watts with a brand new single, Queens. Watts, a classic rock band, was around in the 90s, broke up and got together again in recent years. Great stuff. And so now, move from local and beyond, I've got a brand new song from Rival Sons. This is Back in the Woods from their upcoming album, Feral Roots, which is due out on January 25th, 2019. They're a great band, a hard rock band from Long Beach, California. Check out the pipes on lead singer Jay Buchanan. I saw this band live twice. If you ever have the opportunity to do so, I highly recommend it. I think they're going to be releasing their U.S. Touring schedule very soon. So here is Rival Sons with Back in the Woods.
country road. We're far from the city and this land is rough. And I'm taking him out to a place that he don't know. Oh, I'm almost home. I'm back. I'm back in the woods again.
right, let's see. What did we just hear now? Let's see. First we heard, yes, great new song from Rival Sons. That was Back in the Woods from the album Feral Roots, which will be out in January. January 25th is when it's due out. Great hard rock band from California. Man, I love them. That is such a, that's a great song. Good rocking and Jay Buchanan's voice. Wow. I love that band. I can't wait to hear the rest of it when it comes out. And I hope they come to Boston when they tour this year. I've seen them twice. They were great. After that, you heard a new band from Germany called Four Cool Cats with their first single, Wish in My Brain. Bass player John Marcolongo is an American who lives in Germany. I'd been playing another German band he was in here on the show, and then he's no longer with them and started this new band, Four Cool Cats. A number of people commented to me how much they liked that song, Wish in My Brain. Then you heard Itchy Feet from Zeely Moon from their self-titled album that came out in 2017. The band's from the UK, and the music's a mix of styles, you could say. Patrick Molesworth is his band. And thank you, Pat, for sending me the CDs. Good stuff. And now, it is serious guitar time. And I'm going to start with Quinn Sullivan with Rocks from his third album, 2017's Midnight Highway. I believe he's 19 now. Buddy Guy took Quinn under his wing when he was around 8. I try to see Buddy whenever I can when he's in town, and many times when I saw him, he called Sullivan up to the stage to play a few tunes. So I've seen him for a long time, noticed his playing has matured, as of course as his voice. And Quinn Sullivan will be playing this Friday night at the City Winery in Boston, which I'm looking forward to. And then on December 27th, he'll be at the Narrow Center in Fall River, Mass. So here is Quinn Sullivan with Rocks.
Rocks in the road, rocks under my shed, I got rocks in my boots. I've been shut out of many places. I've seen pure evil in many faces. Stared down the barrel of a 45. The only reason I did not die. Somebody up there. Somebody up there. Like me. Louisiana girl made my dreams come true. I was just a boy, but I knew what to do. She held me close, and I can tell. I prayed to heaven when I felt like hell. I fight my demons like every day, but I believe that it will be okay. Somebody up there. Found I could take it.
takes me to a place way more real. In the pain that I had to feel, didn't know I could take it, and I'm stronger now. You laid me low. The lessons of love that I was shown were never heard come my way. I know I found a way to free it, 'cause I'm stronger now.
James Nichols, all the way from America, to play for you. Thank you. This is a brand new one. This one's called Don't Be Scared.
We'll be right back.
right, let's see. I know, I hate that when some songs cut off, and that was right off the album, and so I guess it's like that on the album, too. Anyway, first you heard Quinn Sullivan with Rocks from his album Midnight Highway, and like you said, he's going to be playing, where am I? Friday night at the City Winery in Boston, and on December 27th at the Narrow Center in Fall River, Mass. Then you heard his mentor, Buddy Guy, with Somebody Up There from his latest album, 2018's The Blues is Alive and Well. Guy is now 82 years old. Back in the 80s, I would go see Buddy Guy and Junior Wells when they were in town. It was at Jonathan Swift's, a postage stamp size club in Harvard Square. I've seen him in concert many times since, lost count of how many times, and he's such an amazing guitarist. Go see him if you have a chance. Then you heard Joe Bonamassa with Stronger Now in Broken Places from his newest album, Redemption, which came out earlier this year. Yeah, that's a quieter, you know, song than I usually play of his stuff, but still was a pretty song. Set ended with Jared James Nichols with the live version of Don't Be Scared from his new album, Black Magic. Nichols grew up in Wisconsin near Alpine Valley, where Stevie Ray Vaughan played his last concert. Got his first guitar at age 14, then his mother brought him to a blues jam, and he was hooked. He went to lots of local jams, had the opportunity to play with some great old bluesmen. Not sure how old he is now, probably in his mid-20s. Great guitarist there. I hope to get a chance to see him live sometime. And let's see. Now I have something brand new from local band Special Guests. I got this from Al Pachulis, the songwriter, producer, guitarist for the band. He's been around the Boston scene for a long time. He's also had bands in Canada. And this is a new single, You Turn Into Your Parents. The song features Dave Croce on lead and rhythm guitars, Kevin Drinan from Glowbox on lead vocals and drums, Dave Karahalis on bass and backing vocals, and Al Pachulis, songwriter, rhythm guitar, and cowbell. Always need more cowbell, right? So here is Special Guests with You Turn Into Your Parents.
Realize this life
Why is WMFO Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for more than 45 years, and none of us here at WMFO want to see that change anytime soon, do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before November 14th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support WMFO in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO Freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFOMedford and share with your friends using the Keep It Freeform hashtag.
It's the silence that comes.
Let's see now. Some great hop playing there, huh? First, you heard local band Special Guests with You Turn Into Your Parents, a new single from them. A lot of people do turn into their parents, I guess. I don't have kids, so I don't think that I do. I don't think I have. Then you heard another brand new song, Todd Michael Smith, the single Silence. He's a local guy. He does the vocals, plays all the instruments on it, produced it, did the whole thing. Smith was the bass player for Rolling Nectar, which is where I know him from, and he used to be in Star Faithful, went to Berkeley, a lot of stuff from him. And then this is, we're going from new to old. That was Little Walter with Juke from his album His Best. Born in Louisiana as Marion Walter Jacobs, the blues harmonica player was a sideman for many years, then became his own band leader in 1952. Juke was the first song he recorded. It became a hit, spending 8 weeks at number one on the Billboard R&B chart. It's the only harmonica instrumental ever to hit that on the number one in the Billboard charts, and remains the. And he also had 14 top 10 hits on the Billboard R&B charts between 52 and 58. He kind of pioneered different ways of playing the harmonica. He always found that, you know, the guitar always drowned out the harmonica. Nobody could hear him playing. So he started, it's kind of like he put a mic in his hand while he was playing the harmonica. And I don't know how he hooked it up and all that. He found a way so that could be just as loud as the guitar and they could hear him. So that's pretty interesting. Little Walter. And okay, it's just about time for me to go now. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'll be back here next Monday at 2 p.m. for Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford. You're on WMFO right now, 91.5 on your dial, and the next show will be here imminently. See you next time. Bye.